Toronto. John Tory will stay on as Toronto's mayor to see his budget get debated at City Council, his office said Monday, despite his announcement last week that he planned to resign following an affair with a former staffer. Tory's office said the 68-year-old was working to ensure the fiscal plan, the first he proposed under new, strong mayor powers, is approved. Mayor John Tory will be attending Wednesday's budget meeting to ensure the 2023 City of Toronto operating and capital budgets are finalized, his office wrote in a statement. Further details on Tory's transition out of power were expected after the budget meeting, his office said. The move appeared to be a way for Tory to hold on to the strong mayor powers recently granted to Toronto's mayor by the province, one political observer said. Under the provincial legislation, Tory has the ability to veto changes council makes to the budget, which can only be reversed by a two-thirds council majority. The province has said those powers would not transfer to an interim or acting mayor. It's a play to hold on to what I would characterize as uncollegial and ultimately undemocratic strong powers over the rest of council, said Maya Simatiki, professor emeritus of politics at Toronto Metropolitan University. The development laid out some of what the city could expect after Tory's stunning announcement Friday that he would be stepping down following an inappropriate relationship with someone who used to work on his team, Cowan. Gary Crawford said Tory has indicated he will stay on as mayor until the budget is finalized, which could drag on for weeks. He has stated that he is committed to finishing the budget and the budget process, Crawford said. That could end Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday evening, or it may be continued for another couple of weeks. Meanwhile, the Toronto Star has reported that some of Tory's allies are trying to persuade him to finish out his four-year term, which began in October after he was elected for a third time as mayor. Crawford, who is among Tory's supporters, said earlier in the day that he would have preferred that the mayor did not announce plans to resign. If he decided to change his mind and stay, I would support that, but again that is something I cannot comment on because it is really a decision he needs to make with his family, Crawford said. As of Monday, the city said Tory had not submitted a letter of resignation. The mayor's office has signaled that Tory does intend to leave once budget talks end. Its statement Monday said he met with Deputy Mayor Jennifer McKelvey and city staff that morning to discuss how to best ensure an orderly transition. If Tory had resigned before the budget passed, some councillors may have looked to seize the chance to undo some of his controversial proposals, Simatiki said, including a $48.3 million hike to the police budget and cuts to transit service. Councillors could also try to undo the Tory-backed decision to scrap a recommendation to keep the city's warming centres for the homeless population open until mid-April, Simatiki said. But a successful challenge is significantly harder to mount with Tory in the mayor's chair, he said. If Tory does veto a council change to the budget, it could add weeks to the budget process, and his tenure. If council amends the budget, the mayor has up to 10 days to exercise his veto, according to budget scenarios published by the city. After that, council then has up to 15 days to vote to override the veto. Given the impending resignation, the budget debate will likely be even more politicized than usual, said Zachary Spicer, an associate professor in York University's School of Public Policy and Administration. Councillors testing a run for mayor could look to publicly stake out their positions on key issues as they look to line up support from allies, he said. There's going to be a bit of an informal primary for both the left and the right for those who are hoping to get the broad support of that side of the political spectrum, he said. There could be more political theatrics than what would be expected at a sort of traditional budget meeting, Cowan. Josh Matlow, a vocal Tory critic, said his focus ahead of the budget deliberations remained on improving the city's services, social supports, parks and infrastructure. We need a better budget before Mayor Tory's announcement, and we still need a better budget to support our city's priorities, regardless of what he chooses to do, he said in a tweet. Cowan. James Pasternak, speaking before the mayor's office's announcement, said he was relieved to learn Tory would be at Wednesday's budget meeting. I'm actually relieved he is going to be there in council Wednesday to make sure that it doesn't turn into a chaotic mess because there is a leadership vacuum now in City Hall, he said. Cowan. Diane Sachs said Tory should resign as promised, saying the more he delays, the more uncertainty he creates. But she doesn't think the budget approval process will take weeks. He has said he is going to stay as mayor until the budget is delivered, deliberated and presumably passed, and so I guess I would say the sooner the better, she said. Tory's bombshell resignation was at odds with the image he attempted to cultivate as a straight-laced moderate conservative. He was first elected in 2014, promising to restore order after the scandal-plagued tenure of former mayor Rob Ford. But Tory's time in office has not been without controversy. The clearing of homeless encampments during the pandemic and his ties to Rogers Communications Inc. have long been subjects of criticism. Tory defended clearing encampments by saying they were unsafe and illegal, and that people had been offered shelter. He says he has always conducted himself carefully and declared any interests when it's appropriate related to his dealings with Rogers. Tory was re-elected to the mayor's office in October, after saying he had gained the blessing of his family to run for a third term. Tory said the relationship with the employee in his office developed during the COVID-19 pandemic when he was spending long periods of time away from his wife, Barbara, to whom he has been married for over 40 years. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 13, 2023. Jordan Olmsted and Sharif Hassan, The Canadian Press.